Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Come join our Discord. The Mixing Music Discord server is filled with tons of awesome information and people. People that can help you out and information that can help you grow your business and to help you improve your mixes. So come join us and find the invitation link at mixingmusicpodcast.com. Hello, welcome back to Mixing Music with DK. I'm your host, DK. Yeah, today we're going to talk about something super short, super simple. I love having these short episodes. It's easier for me, it's easier for you. But today I want to talk about maintaining and keeping motivation. Now, this is a topic that I really love because I am the type of guy, I've said it in the past, I have terrible ADHD, so I'm either hyper-focused or not. I get really motivated at times, and then I totally lose motivation. And I'm quite impressed with myself that I've been able to do music and this for so long. Usually I've moved on to my next big, like, obsession, right? Currently I'm obsessed with Overwatch, and if you play Overwatch on PC, hit me up on Instagram at DK Mixes. But especially if you're good, if you have a high SR. Anyway, we're done about talking about Overwatch. What I learned about motivation is that it truly just comes and goes. There's no way to keep 100% motivation all the time, and we just got to embrace that fact. If you're really like struggling emotionally because I keep losing motivation and I'm not supposed to do that, everybody else around me is still going strong. No, everybody around you has ups and downs with motivations. You are not alone in this. I've had a time in my life where I was a year and a half, a slump, like, because I write songs, like, I consider myself a songwriter, sure. I mean, I'm not making big bucks with it, like, I just do it for fun. But there was a year and a half slump where I was just not motivated to write any music, and that killed me, and that killed my business, because I realized, like, oh, if I'm going to do this, I told myself, if I'm going to do this, I need to do it 100% of the time, and I can't do that right now. I'm too much on the low, and, I realized, wow, like, over time, everybody kind of gets low. And what's important is that you're consistent, no matter how small it is. So first off, I wanted to let you know that you should be doing what you love. And if you really love this, it should be a little bit easier to stay consistent. But at the same time, even if you really love this and you, from the get-go, have always wanted this to be your career, your life, your everything, there's still going to be times when you're less motivated to do it, where you want to go on a Game of Thrones binge streak instead of going to the studio. There's going to be that time. And that's okay. I'm not saying that binging TV shows is okay, because sometimes that is a little bit of a waste of time, but giving yourself a mental break is okay. I'm a big fan of promoting mental health in the studio and in music. I feel that musicians and anybody in the music industry kind of struggles with this, because we are all creatives that need words of affirmation, and yet we don't get them at a lot of times because we're also prideful musicians that feel like we deserve credit instead of giving credit. And this is one thing that we should all realize as humans, as people, we need to take emotional breaks sometimes. Now, I'm not saying drop into the black and go totally MIA for a long period of time. No, what I'm saying is you should take at least one day a week to just not work. I mean, for me, that's Sunday, right? Again, I've talked about how religious I am, but that's like one commandment that I'm like really, really blessed to keep just because I'm so glad God like asked us like not to work on Sundays, you know, have that day of rest. Like, yo, that's not a commandment. That's like a blessing to me because that one day a week is a day to really recharge. And it takes a lot. It's taken me a long time to finally figure that out. There needs to be a lot of courage. I need to have a lot of courage to not open my emails on Sunday and to not reply to texts that are business related. I mean, unless they really need to happen. But like try to just stay with my family, and be lazy and recharge. Now, I think that if you're lazy, then you kind of stay lazy and it's kind of hard to get out of being lazy. But I mean the sense of like being lazy and recharging. Like if that means taking a nap, taking a nap. If that means you just like for some reason, for me, it's like a lot of times I just need to watch one episode of my favorite anime. Just one episode. That's all I need. And not because I want to know what's happening. It's because for me, like watching stuff with my ADHD, I can like hyper focus on what I'm watching. And as I hyper focus, this is really weird. You may not relate to this, but as I hyper focus, I kind of lose stress. And that, or you may relate to that. And I love that. And I need to have that. That's like part of my me time. That's like part of my 20-minute ritual at the end of the day is I watch an episode of an anime with my wife for the sake of closing down and just relieving stress. And something to look forward to every night as well, to, you know, spend time with my wife a little bit. Bless her heart. And she appreciates it as well. I think my family appreciates it. I try also on top of that, I try once a week. Currently, it is about Tuesday or Thursday mornings. I try to take my wife out on a date. And because my baby is 10 months old and I only have one, we usually take our baby with us. And we take him to the zoo or to pup. It's called the Puppy Barn, which is basically this really clean, really aesthetic, really awesome, touching, like petting zoo, but for dogs kind of thing. But they do a really good job. It's not horrible at all. It's very ethical. And my son just loves animals and just like laughs. Hey, I don't know the way that they move, how fluffy they are. I don't know what it is, but something triggers him to just laugh. And that is so stress relieving to me, you know, seeing my wife with a smile and my son laughing and having a smile. Like that, those things relieve stress from me and kind of help me stay motivated. I mentioned before that as you kind of get lazy, you kind of go into slumps. So this is a little bit of the psychological thing. It is easier to keep going when you are going. It's harder to keep going once you are completely stopped. So if you are in a total slump, take small steps and find your way slowly back to doing little bits at a time. Maybe not too much. There's also some psychological data that backs up the fact that people have a hard time just quitting cold turkey. You know, I mean, some personality types can do that really well. But if you want to kind of get back into the motivation and you've been in a slump for a while, take your time. There's a book that I read about overcoming addictions that I really liked. I think it's the 12 steps of addiction recovery, something like that. And I didn't really have an addiction at the time. It was more for, cause I wanted to take getting rid of my bad habits really seriously. Like to this day, I struggle with biting my nails. I'm trying to quit that. So even when I'm trying to do that, I kind of go through the steps of these 12 habits, you know, these 12 steps of breaking bad habits. It's really great. And one of the things that this habits book says that I think we can relate to is the way we look at relapsing, or in our case, kind of going back into the lazy slump after trying a little bit. You know, some people may relate in the sense that I was doing good, running on the treadmill every day, and then I stopped, you know, or I was going to the gym every day and I stopped, or I was making music every day and then I stopped, and I kind of go in and out of that. One of the things about relapsing is the fact that the way that relapsing is seen is like, hey, like, dang it. Like, a lot of people, if when they relapse back into their bad habits, they realize like, hey, like, this is a bad thing. This is really sad. How can you be so weak to get back to where you started? But really, our outlook should be the total opposite. It should be, wow, I've made it this far. I was able to go this far without relapsing. And I was able to do it a lot longer than I was last time. And I need to pick up my feet and get back on it. You know, that should be motivation. You should turn your relapses into motivation. And as well as like an affirmation of way, like you can do it. You can get out of these bad habits or these slumps, right? And I really do believe that relapses are just a piece of evidence that you really can get out of it. I mean, you have to be out of it to relapse, right? You have to not be doing whatever habit it is you're trying to break to not relapse or to relapse. Like that's the definition of relapsing. Like you weren't doing it and then all of a sudden you did it, or you were doing it and then all of a sudden you stopped doing it, right? So that's what it is. I mean, it's a good thing. It's a great thing. And the most important thing about all of this is when you think about relapsing in a positive light and think, wow, like I've made it this far, then you start to realize, okay, I have the motivation to try again and to do a little bit better next time, right? Because if you said that, dang, I suck, I relapse, I shouldn't have done this, people are going to look down on me, whatever it is. And again, it sounds like we're talking about like hardcore drugs, but that's not what we're talking about. I mean, if that's your thing, yeah, sure, you need to get out of it. But we're just talking about like being lazy or whatever bad habits. For me, biting my nails, or for you, it might be, hey, like watching excessive TV. I don't know what it is, right? But whatever it is, we should be slowly coming out of it, and we should use that mentally positive bounce from relapse into another long streak of getting it right. Slowly over time. And eventually, hopefully it'll become a new good habit of doing or not doing something. And that will be replaced over time in the way that your brain works, where you're not even tempted to do it anymore. I mean, that's like, that would be an amazing world for a lot of us, right? That's not the case all the time. We still will be tempted to slump and go back to our bad habits. But I'm just really tired of people thinking that relapsing is a bad thing, and people being hard on themselves. It's not about how many times you fall. It's not about how hard you fall. It's about whether or not you're going to get back up and try again. And I really believe that. And I believe that we all have the strength to do so. One of the small things that I do recommend is having a morning and a nightly routine. I have noticed that when it doesn't matter what time you really wake up, a lot of people push, hey, early to bed, early to rise. And there's a lot of good things about that. But for our industry, the fact that a lot of us are freelancers and we don't have a set schedule, we set the schedules ourselves, that doesn't matter as much as I believe having a routine throughout the day. Sometimes, for me, my morning routine is as I'm getting ready, I'm listening to audiobooks or I'm listening to a podcast or something like that. I'm learning as I'm brushing my teeth. I'm absorbing information. And then at night, I watch anime. I spend time with my wife and we go to bed. Like that's kind of just like our nightly routine. That's the way my brain wakes up and shuts down. And during the day, I also have habits, and I have habits that kind of keep my day going. In the morning, I'll go into the office, usually around 10 a.m. Yeah, I'm a late riser. I love it. I'm going to sleep in because I work really late. And from around 10 a.m., I just hustle and I work until I start to feel hungry for lunch, you know, a little bit, and I go eat lunch. I go home, or I go out to eat, and or bring a meal or something like that. And then I get back to work and I'm like busy. That's like my busy hustling mode right there, is like right after lunch. And then in the evening, I'll probably go home for a little bit, hang out with my wife, say goodnight to my baby. And then I'll go back to the studio. A lot of times, unfortunately, I'm a little bit too busy to go home. I wish I was able to do that a little bit more often. Even then, like, I'm just still struggling through. I need to take breaks, constant breaks throughout the day. And I play video games at the office. I know Leslie Brathwaite does as well. He's told me about that. And that's just that's just the way that my mind works. That's the way I think. I just love to take mental breaks to kind of refresh And to kind of get back on the ball. But the big thing here, the big takeaway is habits. The more often you kind of get into a groove, and I'm not saying that you should work on the same songs every day. No, like you need to have a system to stay efficient, right? And everybody's system is different, and you should have your own system. Maybe your thing is early to bed, early to rise, and that is amazing, right? But for me, that doesn't work. I don't sleep very well, so I make sure that I try to get ample sleep, and I try to make sure that I am ready for the next day, for what's about to come. Sleeping and eating, as well as sex, has proven to be the big three things that relieve stress from men. And I think that they are very important. So spend time with your girlfriend, your wife, make them feel loved and appreciated. There's a lot to be said about that. I'm not going to talk about that. Sleep well, take naps if you have to. Some people survive better when they sleep less in the evening, but they take more naps during the day, right? If that's your body type, if that's how you work, then do that. Stay efficient. And lastly, eating well. This is a really bad example, actually, but I tried going vegetarian, not vegan, vegetarian. I was about vegetarian for 3 months, and that was hilarious because I'm not, like, sure, we shouldn't be cruel to animals. Like, no humans, like, kill the animals, be cruel to them. Let's hurt them before we eat them. Like, nobody thinks that way. But I wasn't really as motivated by that as much as I was motivated by health and just trying to be healthy and the fact that we don't really need to eat animals. Like, sure, that was a little bit of it. And during that time, I felt really healthy and I felt really good and I felt really energized. I felt really light in a good way. Not like actually lighter. Like if I stepped on the scale, I don't know if I changed, but I mean like my body felt light and quick and my mind felt that way as well. And that was really awesome for me. And I kind of want to get back onto it again. Maybe I'll commit to myself that I will. But the big thing is the fact that your eating habits affects the way that you give and get stressed, like remove stress and receive stress. Like if you're not eating well, that might be a factor to why you have a hard time relieving stress and finding motivation. Motivation comes in small steps. And if you start getting stuff done in the morning, first thing in the morning, you start to really like rewire your brain for the day that today's a day that I'm going to get stuff done. That's just the way that my brain works. That might be the way your brain works. It might not be. But we all have different ways that we think. And I think that it is important for you to be conscious of that. That wraps it up for today's episode. Thanks for listening. You are awesome. You are a great mixing engineer. You are appreciated. And you just keep hustling. You just keep hustling. And be mentally healthy. That's it for today. Stay saucy.
1, 2, 3.
This episode of Mixing Music with DK has been brought to you by LaunchPod Media. If you want to start a podcast, make sure to start it right with LaunchPod Media. We have a lot of videos of the podcast and various other tutorials on YouTube. You can subscribe to our channel at mixingmusicpodcast.com/YouTube. Happy mixing and enjoy the show.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.